Look through your kitchen cabinet. It's likely you have a ceramic plate or bowl, and most are made in factories these days, but many of our Appalachian ancestors made their pottery by hand. Today, a lot of artists still make pottery, but it's rare to find someone who sources their own clay. A potter in Preston County, West Virginia, uses traditional techniques, digging up clay in his own backyard. Here's the story. Mel Sword's house is a little off the beaten path. It's a lengthy drive off the main road.
Hi! I was hoping I had the right place.
There's a large grassy meadow in front of and behind his house. To the left is his shop where he makes his pottery. Mel wears narrow circle glasses, a rugged workshop apron. He talks to you like you're old friends. Before I can shake his hand, he tells me about the special kind of dirt on his property.
After time, it turns to shale. See, this is, you know, but this was clay at one time.
Mel specifically bought this piece of property because of the clay. While building his home, he piled all the clay into a large mound behind his house.
See that pile up there? That's all clay.
That pile is about 7 feet tall and 15 feet wide.
I have a lifetime plus.
It doesn't look like the big blocks of clay one typically sees. It looks more like heavy dirt. It's technically clay soil right now, but it's the timely process of turning that soil into a moldable product that Mel enjoys. It's a process potters had to do before the industry was commercialized. Rene Margosi is a professional potter and executive director of the Tamarack Foundation for the Arts. She says in the early days in Appalachia, people had to source their own clay too, much like Mel.
Pottery is just something that is actually a necessary thing to have in your life. Clay is something that can be found everywhere. And so you can literally use what is close at hand to create an object that is utilitarian.
Mel's been making pottery for much of his life, but he really only started digging clay about 15 years ago for, well, love. He took his then-girlfriend, now-wife, camping outside of Morgantown.
We were hiking through the rain. I saw the clay water coming off the hill, and I knew that there was clay there. So I just went over there and scooped a little bit of it up.
And he formed the clay into little round beads and left them in the campfire coals. And in the morning, he said,
"Here's, sweetie, here's some West Virginia pearls."
And that's become Mel's side business in retirement. He's the person who can make you West Virginia pearls. Renee says hand-digging clay is labor-intensive, and it's not for everyone, especially when it's turned to a chunky, dry substance.
There will be a lot of different organic matter in, so there might be twigs and rocks and burrs.
That's the sound of Mel using what looks like a very large mortar and pestle. He handmade it out of a garage door spring, some pipe, and a few other things lying around. He's crushing up the chunky dry clay into a fine sand.
After this is pulverized some, I just put it in this screen.
It's basically a window screen that keeps bugs out. Mel uses it to filter out the twigs and rocks as he slowly pours the clay sand into a bucket.
So, you know, I just keep doing this until the bucket is full.
He says it takes him about 4 hours to fill 1 5-gallon bucket.
I'm the kind of person who likes to do monotonous jobs. And this is very monotonous. And then, come in here, I'll show you. And after that,
he adds water until it's a thick, muddy substance using a drill attached to an old paint stirrer. After several days, Mel removes any excess water that doesn't absorb using a
turkey baster.
The clay then sits in a mold that absorbs any remaining moisture. And after that, Mel's ready to work. He still likes to use a foot pedal powered table or a kick wheel to make things like pots, bowls, and mugs. And although there are electric powered tables these days, that's not Mel's style. In his studio, the surface of the table spins around and around. It looks kind of like a spool. The hunk of red clay sits in the middle, and Mel is able to shape it with his hands while the wheel spins. He's making a mug.
And you want to get the piece centered. You want to center it through and through. There. It's pretty good now.
And this is something Mel does pretty much year-round. He sells some of his work, but it's not his objective. He just really enjoys the process of it all. And Renee says every potter should have that intimate experience with clay at least once. Although she admits that if one wants to sell pottery on a large scale, processing found clay is not the most efficient. However, it is still a part of our Appalachian history.
There's a romantic element to understanding it from the beginning to the end. And there's extreme value in that.
Mel hopes to invite students in sometime to teach them his process. But if you want to try to find some West Virginia clay, Mel suggests keeping your eyes peeled after a rainstorm. Especially on muddy back roads, look for red spines in the ditch or in the banks of rivers. Who knows? Maybe you'll even be able to try your hand at a West Virginia pearl. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Preston County.